Also expected in the president's speech next week is a new approach to reviving the housing market, including a plan to make refinancing much easier. Now, here's the catch. The government will back those new mortgages. My next guest says that's what's got him worried. Joining us now is Anthony Randazzo. He is director of economic research at Reason Foundation. I still don't understand the plan, other than when I hear that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are in the center of it, I get nervous automatically.
Well, that's not a bad response. The entire plan isn't totally out yet. It's only been hinted at. But by and large, what we think the White House is going to propose is that pretty much all the mortgages that Fannie, Freddie, and FHA that they have are going to be automatically refinanced down from wherever they're at, whatever the interest payments are at to today's historic lows, which are around 4%. This plan has a number of problems. One, it's going to be breaking contracts with investors, and they're going to have a lot of investors losing money. We, the taxpayers, happen to be those investors, given that we own the losses of Fannie and Freddie, and Fannie and Freddie own tens and hundreds of billions of these mortgages in the first place. So we, the taxpayers, are going to lose money by having to bail out more losses at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac as a result of this. But the big problem here is that refinancing a whole bunch of mortgages doesn't do anything to really help the housing market right now. The biggest problem is we have a huge glut of household debt, and refinancing current mortgages doesn't do that. It doesn't stop foreclosures, and it doesn't encourage new buyers.
But I guess the argument is that they'll be pouring money into the economy, and people will go out and spend that money and somehow maybe trigger the revival of those animal spirits, if you will.
Well, you know, that is to basically ignore the incredible debt supercycle that we're in the United States. The problem with the economy right now is not some lack of aggregate demand. The problem is that this is not a recession like previous recessions. This is a debt-infused, debt-caused sort of contraction. That's kind of where the economy is at right now. And we're headed back towards another recession. And by just trying to get a lot of people a lot of money, you don't solve that debt problem. That money is going to savings, or that money is going to pay down other debt, or people are holding on to that money because they're concerned about the market, the job market.
Right.
So trying to stimulate our way to try and create a lot of demand is to completely ignore all the fundamental aspects of the current economic environment that we're in.
We got about 30 seconds, Anthony. The housing market, then, where does it go from here? Is there a solution other than just time?
Time is a huge part of it, but the biggest solutions are to get rid of things like the mortgage interest deduction, so people have an incentive to pay down debt, to get rid of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac over a long-term period of time, and to change our mental picture towards what housing is going to look like. We shouldn't expect to go back to the middle of the bubble. We need to expect housing prices to be low and not think of them as this grandiose investment, and to accept that housing prices are going to be kind of at where they're at right now for a long period of time, and that should be an okay thing.
All right, Anthony Randazzo, we got to accept it probably the one way or another. We've accepted it this long, and you're right, it doesn't look like it's going to change. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.